Well, I remember fighting with myself that if this was all my thinking, and as I'm fighting with this in my head, it's becoming clearer that there's something talking to me. It's more that I'm not the only one present, that there's an outside force. Something talking to me. It was driving me crazy. I was driving myself crazy. And that's what would come back. You'd drive yourself. But all the time, this was a voice. But before it comes clear, or before you when you're in that state of mind, you can't tell. And I couldn't tell if I was crazy or sane. That's why I didn't know if I was in a dream, or this is one big dream. And crazy people think like that. If you've ever been to a mental hospital, you find out that a lot of them are walking and think they're in a big dream, waiting for the dream to stop so they wake up. And that's the state I was in. My only comfort was to get high. Yeah, knowing that the supply of drugs wasn't going to last long, and me getting sick, and the joints aching, and a sick stomach, and the dry heaves type thing, I didn't want to tell my mother what was wrong, and she called the doctor. And I knew the questions the doctor was asking, that if I, because he was asking her where does he hurt, and I knew if I told her, and she told him, that he would know that it was from the drugs. So I wouldn't say my stomach, and I wouldn't say my joints. I'd say I had fever, and I'd say I had anything but what I had, to try to get him to give her some more stuff. And I remember him saying he wanted to send an ambulance, and she still refused to do that because he had no money to pay for it. So I did get another stash. It was the last one, and he wouldn't give her any more. And it was high, and higher, how high you could get without overdosing, which didn't bother me anyway, because it was flirting with death, because I knew there was something on the other side, and anything was better than what I was living in. And to me, death was sweeter than life, and dying was better than living. And I didn't fear to die. It's pretty sad when it's harder to live than it is to die, but at this time, I'm just about 15 years old, and it was easier to die than live, so I took an overdose again. I got as high as I could get. And the same thing happened. I remember my lungs collapsing, the heart slowed down, and the lungs stopped beating, and the breath escaped out of my mouth. And I thought, I didn't care, and I just slipped right out. And the same thing happened. I went out, like through space, through the tunnel, and I was there, waiting to go up, because I thought, oh, this is this is good. I'll go. I want to go up there and hear that music and see what's up there again. And I remember being in like space, waiting to go up. But instead of going up, all of a sudden, I felt myself sinking, like you was on quicksand. And I started to sink down and down. And the farther down I got, it started to get blacker. I couldn't see anything anyway. It was black. But it started to get blacker and blacker. And the most forsaken feeling came over me. And as I went down, it was like the smell of death. I don't know what a morgue would smell like, but if you can imagine a morgue that wasn't kept, might smell like. It was the smell of death, the blackness of darkness that the scriptures talk about, be cast into the outer darkness. And then I saw a light. But the light wasn't the bright light that I saw the last time. This light was a little flicker. And the closer I got to it, the flicker was a flame. And as I was descending down the flame, because it was a flame, it was a fire. And I heard a noise, but the noise wasn't singing, the noise was moaning. The moaning was people, if you ever saw someone die, not peacefully, but die scared. It was moanings of like people that were just got stabbed or just dying. As I got closer to it, something said, or call on God. But I was cursing God on the way down. And I went call on God and I cursed God. But the closer I got to the flame, and the louder the noise got, and the blacker the blackness got, the more forsaken I felt. I started yelling, I started crying, mercy, mercy, oh mercy. As soon as I started mercy, oh God, something grabbed me, something stopped me, like something was on one side pulling me, like cut me loose, and like a flash of light came on my other side. I didn't, couldn't see what was there, but something like grabbed me, and I started like the elevator going back up again. I went up, I stopped in the middle, and I went over, and the same thing, all of a sudden my eyes popped open and my head snapped back, and a breath of air came in me, and I was back again.